It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, welcome to Money for Lunch. I have been doing this deal on Kickstarter. It's called Dominating Your Mind. Today's show is going to be talking about dominating your mind. What does that mean? How does it work? What's it all about? So first of all, if you want, you can go to dominatingyourmind.com. You can check out what's happening there. You can also participate, if you'd like, in my Kickstarter campaign. Dominating your mind is all about crushing your fears, destroying your doubts, so you can be unstoppable. And so here's what happens. You know, especially my audience, we tend to be the, you know, go-getters, achievers, goal setters, right? We're into personal development. But if you've ever set a goal and not reached that goal, then you understand that setting a goal isn't enough, right? Having the intention isn't enough. It's a great start. But I believe that the number one reason that people fail is fear. Doubt. Negative thinking. So that's what dominating your mind is all about. Look, if you want more out of life, more money, more love, more health, more adventure, more life, then dominating your mind is going to help you do that, right? I mean, most people agree that setting goals is the first step into turning the invisible into the visible, right? However, if you, as I said before, if you've ever set a goal and not reached it, you know not setting a goal or having that intention is not enough. If you really want to create the life of your dreams, I'm talking about a high-quality life, a life you would be proud of, a life on your terms, whatever those terms might be, it takes courage. And I want to be very clear here, guys. I'm not talking about not being afraid. Courage does not mean you're not afraid. It means that you're afraid and you do it anyway. Look, if you truly want to create the life of your dreams, if you want to be successful at the highest level, you got to face those fears. And guess what? Courage can be learned. That's what dominating your mind is all about. So if you're tired of missing out on life, if you know that you're meant to have more, if you are ready to start fresh and finally break free of fears and doubts, then I want to introduce to you Dominating Your Mind. It's my latest book. This book has helped myself and multiple people reach unbelievable levels of success. That includes both in health and fitness. It also includes money, romance. Dominating your mind gives you the strategies to think like the very successful people think. Dominating your mind is all about learning how to take control of your thoughts and emotions. It's all about rebuilding our self-belief, if you will, our confidence. It's about managing your emotions for success and fulfillment so you can have the life that you truly want. One of the great things about doing a show like this is that I've been able to interview some extremely successful people. You know, people like Kevin Harrington, Patrick Snow, Bill Bartman, Davin Michaels, Jeremy Miner, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The list goes on, right? Let's see who else. Sharon Lecter, Tom Hopkins. And what these people all have in common is their ability to dominate the way they think and feel. And ultimately, this is what pushed me to write Dominating Your Mind. So Dominating Your Mind is 10 simple strategies. And when I say strategies, I'm talking about 10 simple affirmations that literally will help you crush your fears, destroy your doubts, and make you unstoppable. I've taken people who struggled with the English language, who were immigrants to this country, and they followed these 10 affirmations and are now owners of businesses, of multi-million dollar businesses. So I want you to take a moment and think about a goal that you'd love to achieve or a change that you would love to make. And start thinking about why that's been a struggle for you. And how would that be different if you had awesome self-belief, right? If you had massive self-belief, confidence, if you will, how would that be different for you? Would you try? Would you try again? Would you, you know, would you keep going? So a lot of times the reason that we fail in life is because we simply give up. We simply give up on ourselves. I mean, when I look back at all the things that I have done, or better yet, the things that I didn't even attempt to do, fear is what stopped me. And when I look back at times where I felt unstoppable, right? Where I didn't care about failing, I didn't care about, anything, right? I didn't care about the outcome. I didn't care about looking foolish. I just wanted, I was just going to go for it. In those times, I just had a lot of self-confidence. In those times, I can go back and remember I just didn't care, right? I didn't care about the outcome. I didn't care about being embarrassed. I remember I was just so focused on accomplishing my goal, and I felt as though I could do it, that's what I focused on. So I'd love for you to go to dominatingyourmind.com, click on the button, and get involved with my Kickstarter campaign. Get involved, and you'll also be a part of my Facebook group, and we're going to work together to make sure that you do not fail. That is part of my commitment to you for providing support to my Kickstarter campaign. When it's all said and done, we only regret the chances we didn't take. I want you to let that sink in. Years from now, when you're looking back at your life, you are going to regret those moments when you should have acted. You know you could have acted, and you chose not to because you were afraid. So believe it or not, the biggest reasons that many people fail to reach their goal, they simply forget. I know it sounds incredible, but think about it like this. We hear people forget their birthdays. They forget anniversaries. They forget court dates. They forget all sorts of important and sometimes even urgent matters. They forget that they have an upcoming vacation. People who, you know, miss their flight because they forgot. So anyway, so dominating your mind, part of the deal is we've integrated simple strategies designed to keep you focused on your biggest dreams and most daring goals. It is a complete package. DominatingYourMind.com. Check it out. And my whole point with Dominating Your Mind is I kind of wanted to make it like your success coach, right? And that's one reason I created the Facebook community. And bottom line, I think that between the Facebook community, everything else contained in the book, you'll be able to, again, get past your fears and doubts and go after some big goals. Part of the book, I also walk you through different case studies. I do a case study on Arnold Schwarzenegger, Joe Vitale, Tom Hopkins, Jennifer Bricker. And these people have lived some extraordinary lives. But when you look at what was that thing that changed for them, it was their self-talk, it was their confidence, it was their affirmations, right? So, for example, Joe Vitale could not, he was so scared, he could not get up in front of an audience, a small audience. I'm talking 5-6 people when he was in Houston, Texas, teaching at the Learning Annex. He was just petrified. And now he gets in front of a room of 5 or 10,000 people, right? And Tom Hopkins, another great example, you know, he was a steel worker and he decided to try his luck at real estate. And he had to take the exam, I believe, 4 times. He passed it on the 4th time, might've been the 3rd time. And he was completely ill-prepared for real estate. And that's the test I was talking about. So it was his real estate exam. And so he didn't have a car. He had a motorcycle. He had no business clothes, so he wore his band uniform. And he just hated being a laborer so much that he had to find something else, right? And once he made that first sale, it started to create his self-belief that maybe he could do this thing. So he went from where he was to the point where he was selling a house a day. He set the record for the industry selling a house a day. And for you guys who listen to my show on a regular basis, you know, Tom Hopkins comes on the show about once a month, and him and I have become fast friends. So it's really about letting you see how these people got started, how they were able to change their life because they changed their self-talk. They changed how they viewed themselves. And if you can change how you view yourself, how you talk to yourself, then your life changes. You become unstoppable. And in the book, Dominating Your Mind, I cover these 10 simple affirmations, these 10 simple strategies that will unlock your self-esteem, unlock your confidence, and really make you unstoppable. You will go faster and further than you've ever gone before. That's my promise to you. If you get involved with dominating your mind and you don't think it's the best investment, or at least one of the best investments that you've ever made, I'll give you your money back. That is my promise to you. So when you look back, you can be happy that you tried all these different things. That fear wasn't the reason that you didn't try something. Does that make sense? Anyway, dominatingyourmind.com, that is where I want you to go and get involved. You can get involved for as little as $17. There are some different pledges for $39. If you want to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger, there's a pledge for that. If you want me to come speak at your organization, there's a pledge for that. So no matter where you're at, I want to be able to help you. And I believe that changing your self-esteem, changing the way that conversation in our head will change how you, A, see yourself, B, what actions you take. Here's what it comes down to. This is extraordinary. And maybe this will drive home the point I'm trying to make. And that is, if you have big self-belief, big confidence, whatever you want to call it, then you take big action, which leads to better results, which then affirms your thinking. It affirms your big confidence, right? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that you were right, and therefore, since it reaffirms that your thinking was correct, you take even bigger action, right? You take bigger risks, and therefore you get bigger results. Now, the opposite is true. You take these little actions because you don't really believe it's going to be good for you, or it's not going to work out for you. You don't believe that you can do it. So you take very little action, which leads to, in most cases, no results or tiny results. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. See, I knew it wasn't going to work. And so you take smaller action and smaller action until you stop trying. So my question to you is, where do you want to be in there? Do you want to be the kind of person who believes in themselves and has a massive self-belief, has massive, massive confidence, and is willing to attempt? You don't need to always achieve, but you're at least willing to try and attempt different things so that you can experience the most that life has to offer. Or are you going to settle for a small life? You know, I have produced roughly 1,400 episodes. And because of those 1,400 episodes, I have, again, been able to meet so many wonderful people. And I've interviewed, Hugh Jackman and Jason Statham and Steve Forbes, all of these people. And the one commonality that they share is that successful people know how to dominate their thoughts and emotions. And that's really what it comes down to. Now, if you're one of those individuals, because this is the way I used to believe, is that I'm logical and, I'm not emotional. That is incorrect. We are all emotional. Logic is an emotion. It is the emotion of certainty that you have looked at everything and that you have minimized the risk, therefore you're going to take action. That is what logic comes down to. It's an emotion. Everything that we do is emotional. We buy on emotion. We sell on emotion. We do things to make ourselves feel better. And that's okay, because how we feel is more important than what we know. And the clearest example to that is people who smoke. I've never met a smoker who said, oh, I didn't know it was bad for me. All smokers know that it's bad for you. And all smokers go through a pain to get their body to smoke. Right? There is that, you got to force that cigarette smoke down your lungs or into your body, and it's painful. But people do it because they want to feel accepted. They want to feel loved. They want to feel part of the group. And so if we're willing to smoke, or in some cases overeat, or do some other things to make ourselves feel good, what if you could control that emotion 24/7? What if you could kick the habit of smoking, or kick the habit of bad foods, or whatever it is, right? What if you could control your emotions and make yourself feel good all the time without having to have outside influences? Wouldn't that be worth it? DominatingYourMind.com. Check it out. Get involved. Become part of our Facebook community. I want you to think about this. You were created to succeed. However, you won't be able to succeed at the levels that you were created for until you're able to dominate your mind, till you're able to control, create, program how you feel. So part of the things that I show you in Dominating Your Mind is I've created mind maps so you can discover how to program your mind, not only to destroy your doubts and fears, but to learn the secret mind maps that the successful are using. Anyway, I appreciate you being on the show. Or I should say listening to the show. I appreciate you sharing this with your friends and your family. I really do care about you, my listeners. I care about your business, and I hope that we're helping you with your life, your business. I've made this year, we made a big change in Money for Lunch. So it's gone from interviewing multiple guests to interviewing just one guest. And I hope that the change in format brings you more success. If there's something I can help you with as far as bringing a specific guest on the show or talking about a specific topic, hit me up. You can find me on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, or you can reach out to me, Bert@BertMartinez.com, and I'll be glad to look at your request. And if they fit the show, we'll make it happen. Anyway, as always, I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate you sharing the show. And I also want you to be aware that you can check out some of my celebrity interviews on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Bert Martinez, B-E-R-T, Martinez. As always, my friends, thank you so much. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.